We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show, presented by Slim Chickens in Stillwater, proud to support the Pokes. Also brought to you in part by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. Bud Light, this basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Thanks for being with us. We talk Cowboy basketball at Slim Chickens, just north of Gallagher Iba Arena here in Stillwater. The weather's turned cold. Now it feels like basketball season. We're in the midst of conference play. That always feels like basketball season. And a chill in the air that means it's serious business in Big 12 conference basketball. And the Cowboys will have a serious opponent Saturday coming in, the number 2 Baylor Bears. Oklahoma State, of course, coming off a loss to Texas, but many positives in that game. And Coach Boynton and I will get into all of those as we work our way through our program on this Thursday. Cowboys and Baylor on Saturday here at Gallagher Iba Arena, then off to Iowa State for a game on Tuesday night. Oh, by the way, you think it's cold here? The overnight low when we're spending the night in Ames on Monday night be a nice 5 below 0. So we got that to look forward to. We'll come back. We'll start our conversation with Coach Boynton when we return in a moment from Slim Chickens at Stillwater. It's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
Season after season, it's a great place to be a fan. But some of us don't want to just watch. We want to be in the game. Mercy's hip replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about hip replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/wellhip. Visit mercy.net/wellhip. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right, get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Join thousands of other PSO customers who are cutting their electric bills with PSO's Power Hours program.
It saved me more money than I thought it would.
I lowered my electric bill considerably.
I saw results on my first bill.
You can get in on the savings too at PSOPowerHours.com. You'll cut your electric costs annually June through October. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a free Honeywell Wi-Fi thermostat that can save you money year-round. Saving has never been easier. Sign up now at PSOPowerHours.com. That's PSOPowerHours.com.
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
We continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. We're glad you're with us as we talk Cowboy basketball here. And Slim Chickens, of course, the home of the Coach Boynton Radio Show throughout the course of the college basketball season. We'll be here again next Thursday. And if you're listening in, come join us. 11:30 is when we tape the show. It plays back on the network at 6 each week. It's a change this year, but gives you a chance to come by and have lunch with us. So hope you'll take advantage of that at some point during the college basketball season. Coach Boynton is here, and you know, last night we were talking during the break. You know, it just seemed like you were so close. And when I say that, you'd cut it down to six as you lost last night 76-64 to Texas. You'd cut it down to six, and then they'd make like two threes. Texas would. You'd cut it down to five, and the same thing would happen. You know, he had some free throw opportunities. You had a chance to be in that game to the end and maybe win it. It's just that when the momentum shifted, for the most part, it was a shift against you, for whatever reason.
No question. And you look at the final score, and if you hadn't been paying attention, it's a 12-point game. You're like, oh, they lost another game by double figures. And we did. That's a fact, no doubt. However, that was a possession game. That was a game that was really competitive throughout the second half. They got up, I think, as much as maybe 14 at some point. But our kids fought back and kept making plays and kept, you know, guarding as well as we could for certain stretches. We just couldn't get over the hump, you know, and our offense finally showed some signs of life. We got Lindy going for a few shots. Thomas made a couple threes. Got some good things from both Caleb and Keelan Boone, who were terrific in terms of energy and effort around the basket. But like you said, even in the first half, we started off slow offensively, but we got it cut, I think, to 18-15 maybe, and we get an opportunity with a run out for Caleb, and we just barely overthrow him.
Yep.
You know, a chance to cut it to one, and now you can take the lead if you get another stop. Instead, we give up a three, and now it goes from 5-8 as opposed to, you know, 3-1, and that happened continuously throughout the game. In the second half, we got down, we cut it to 6, went back up 9, we cut it to 6, we get an opportunity to go to the free throw line and cut into that lead some more. We missed the free throws. And then late in the game, we had several just miscommunications and ball screen coverages, which is something we literally practice every day. It's actually one of the strengths of our defense is our ball screen coverages. We just don't get broken down in ball screens the way we did last night. And, you know, give Texas credit. They made us pay for every single one of them. When they had opportunities to shoot those open shots, they went in and therefore they won the game.
So what happened with the ball screen coverage and what were you trying to do?
Well, so first of all is the communication of the coverage, right? So early on in the game, we were doing what we call on the side, we were icing the ball screen, meaning not allowing the ball handler to use it. We're going to force them to throw the ball back to a post player most of the time who's less of a playmaker. Jericho Sims in the first half turned it over twice. Kai Jones turned it over once. Will Baker shot a three, which we were happy to see. He shot two of them, I believe.
Yeah, he did. He did.
And even in those possessions, I think we gave up offensive rebounds both times. But in the second half, when teams make adjustments, you have to also adjust. So they were running their ball screens at a different angle in the middle of the floor, which makes it more difficult. So we saw that once they made that play with Sims, who got the big dunk down
yes,
the lane.
Yes, yes.
So we said, you know what? We can guard him if he's going to stay on the perimeter with a perimeter guy. So we're going to just go to switching the ball
screens. So he starts switching everything.
We're going to come together. We're going to switch. The guard's going to take the big. The big will take the guard. Now we just got to play man-to-man defense and be ready to contest. Well, the problem is if you don't communicate that early enough, the guard is occupied on the ball.
Right.
So if he doesn't hear it early enough, he can't make the adjustment. And so then if the big, who hasn't communicated early enough, doesn't realize that the guard is still coming to defend the ball handler,
right,
he sometimes will leave to go back to his guy, who now is open.
Yeah.
And now the guard realizes that, well, I was supposed to switch, and this happened three straight possessions late, and they made all three of them. Courtney Ramey one time, I think it was Ice and Cam on the – side away from their bench. Then in the middle of the floor, it was Cam and Lindy, and Caleb was involved in a different side of the play. And then it was Lindy and Caleb on the last one that Ramey hit in front of their bench. And again, they made all three of them. And, you know, kudos to them for making the shots. But certainly if we had communicated more effectively, we could have done a much better job challenging those shots.
One of the positives certainly was the play of the Boone twins. Caleb had 12 points and 7 rebounds, both career highs. Keelan had 7 points and 5 boards. Caleb, 21 minutes. Keelan, 18 minutes. What have you seen in practice that led you to believe that maybe a performance like that was coming? Because, you know, really up to this point, we had not seen that type of production from the Boone twins. But last night, they played a lot together, and they had a lot of success together.
Yeah, I mean, this is just kind of a natural part of the process. For young guys, they come in, however good they were in high school, if they're playing at this level, they were a factor. And those two guys were the best players on their team, had a lot of success. And they think, naturally, that they can keep having success the way they've always had success. Being more talented, being more athletic, you know, just maybe wanting to win, not necessarily understanding the work that goes into it, the commitment, the understanding, the game planning. And so early on in freshman college players' careers, and I don't know if this is true in every sport. I know it's true in basketball, and I know it's true at every level. Kids fight not necessarily the coaching, but they fight the process a little bit. They don't understand that when coach says you got to really pay attention in the scouting report, you really do have to practice hard every day. You have to learn what to do in every situation. Early on, again, it's not in a disrespectful way or in a way that they're trying to, you know, not do what they're told. They're just trying to do what they've always done. And they finally, at some point, either because they don't play or don't have success, they figure out, well, maybe I should try the way I'm being asked, and that'll help. And that's what we've seen for those two kids in particular here, and Avery Anderson to a certain degree as well, is that they've just bought in more to – this is how you have success as a college basketball player. Every day I got to show up no matter how well or poorly I did the day before and give everything I have. I have to try to understand how we're going to have success in games by studying the game plan, by listening to what the coaches are telling us, by watching the film. And then when it's game time, I got to be ready to go perform. But that only happens if you do it in practice consistently, which they've done, and therefore they play better.
All of these freshmen were stars on their high school team. Chris Harris Jr., probably the one who was maybe in the shadow of others. But the other guys that you brought in, your top 20 recruiting class, were high-level players on a national level. Now they come to the big time, Big 12 conference basketball, and they're coming off the bench after being touted as stars. To what extent is that a transition?
Oh, it's a major transition. It was a transition for me, and I've always been in really competitive environments. But it's a different level of competition, different level of expectation. The guys, you know, an 18-year-old freshman and a 23 or 22, sometimes 24-year-old senior, they're like totally different human beings.
Oh, absolutely. Even
mentally,
if they're not playing ball, they're different.
Yeah, psychologically, socially, everything about it, right? Things just aren't as urgent for 18-year-olds. The need to really focus in every day isn't as urgent for those guys. Whereas once you get older and you've gone through it, you know, you start to figure out, this is what's important here. And so for all these guys who are, for the first time in their lives, being challenged every day in practice. And that's not to say that as freshmen, they're not still the most talented guys.
Right.
They just aren't ready to help you win.
I understand.
Because they don't know. I said this to the media last night after the game. Early on in practice, I would have the older guys, the returners from last year, all grouped together, and the younger guys all grouped together, so that sometimes when we're running dry offense or dummy offense, just trying to show, the young guys could watch the older guys do it first, then they could emulate it. Well, then we'd also get to competitions in practice, and it was very, very interesting to listen to the conversations amongst the two groups. So the younger guys were saying things like, let's go kick their butts. Let's go win. Give me the ball. I'll take my man. The older guys were actually talking about basketball stuff.
Interesting.
They're talking about, if they set a ball screen here, this is how we have to guard it. If the ball goes into the post, this is what we do. When a shot goes up, we have to block out. The other huddle had nothing to do with basketball. It was just about competitive juice. And that's good to a certain degree, but you still have to have some strategy. And that's the biggest adjustment. There's real strategy. There's real adjustments to make from game to game.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing when you stop and think about it, because those conversations are fascinating. It's also interesting, and young players probably have to adjust to this. Older players have to adjust to this. And I don't know if you agree, but I've explained this to friends and family. Conference play is different. You know, it seems to me, and please correct me if I'm off base, it seems to me that in the non-conference, everybody's worried about themselves. Of course, there's scouting that goes into it. Of course, you want to win the game, but you're more concerned about your team in the long term. So it's not the same. You get into conference play, now everybody knows what their team is. And for lack of a better term, they're trying to cut your head off, because that's when they want to win games and make the NCAA tournament. Is that an accurate assessment as to how the thought process works or no?
No question. Everyone knows that there's more at stake now. These games truly do mean more. Even though the committee will tell you your resume is looked at regardless of league affiliation, but these games have more value because there's a championship at the end of this deal.
Sure.
Most of the time, if we're just being honest, coaches have contract stipulations that have nothing to do with non-conference scheduling.
That's a good point. They're all tied. That's a great point. They're tied
conference championships. You know, where you finish in the league, how you do in the conference tournament, those things matter more. You make a great point. In a non-conference, everyone's trying to figure out who they are, what their team can be, and they really, even though you do scouting, you don't necessarily emphasize the necessity to really, really dial in on that. You're trying to say, all right, here's what the rotation wants. We want it to look like eventually. Let's try this out. You kind of still experiment with your roster, with some things you might run. Where now it's pretty much well impressed upon you who you are, what guys on your team are capable of, what you can run, how you can have success, and it's truly a fight every single game. and, you know, the team that shows the most resilience night in and night out. I think that's what Texas did a little bit better than us last night. They were a little more resilient. We fought. We got down big. We came back. And then every time we did, they had an answer. And that's what it looks like in conference play.
Yeah, in conference play, boy, that's so true. They know when your players, what time they go to bed, what time they blow their nose. I mean, they know everything. There's no secrets in conference basketball. Is that what's happened maybe with Yorané to some extent? I mean, he's gone from, you know, obviously just an awesome performance in New York. Now he's somebody that's highlighted on the scouting report. Is part of his struggles the fact that maybe he's having to adjust his game to now being a marked man for every opponent you go against, or no?
No question. I mean, I would truly say this. I bet our first game of the year last year, our opponent probably didn't even have him on their scouting report. He started for us.
Yeah. You're probably right.
I'm not sure in our last game of the year how high up on the scouting report he was. And he had started 27 games for us.
And he was starting to make a contribution.
And he was playing well and having success. Now, I'd be shocked if he's not one of the top three guys on the scouting report every single game.
Yeah.
And now it's a different way to approach it. Teams really try to say, if we can go at him and get him in foul trouble, their team is different if he's got to come out. They don't have as much presence on the interior from a shot blocking standpoint, from a rebounding standpoint, from a finishing around the rim standpoint. And that certainly seems to have affected him. And our job as a staff is to help him understand that he can still be a consistent producer. And he's got to believe that himself.
We're at Slim Chickens just north of Gallagher Iba Arena. Of course, if you've got a gathering coming up, maybe a Super Bowl gathering, maybe you're watching the Cowboys on a given day, hey, give Slim Chickens a call or stop by. They can help you out. They've got their OSU tailgate pack. If your group's large enough, they'll bring the food to you, so you don't have to mess with getting out in the cold. Slim Chickens, home of the Coach Boynton and Coach Gundy radio shows. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Boynton radio show from Learfield IMG College.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Take time to reward yourself with a day at Paradise. That's Seven Clans Paradise Casino in Red Rock. The nicest gaming floor in North Central Oklahoma with the absolute loosest slots. Our party patrol awaits Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to reward you with cash and prizes. And 7C Land and Cattle has a brand new menu ranging from the heartiest of appetites to the most selective palates. Reward yourself today. Come see us at Seven Clans Paradise Casino, Highway 177 in Red Rock.
Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If your air conditioner sounds like boom, 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 you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
click, click, clank, click, clank?
Click, clunk, click, clunk, click, clunk.
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
When it comes to dining, Stillwater Country Club offers a winning combination. First, there's the outstanding food. Stillwater Country Club offers steaks, seafood, wonderful desserts, you name it. Their special gourmet dinners and the holiday meals at Stillwater Country Club are just fantastic. Here's something else to think about. Stillwater Country Club offers a peaceful, quiet environment, even on OSU game days. It's the only restaurant on game day that offers outstanding food without huge crowds and a long wait. Stillwater Country Club, celebrating a rich history, embracing a bright future.
FFO Home,
your one-stop source for top-quality furniture and mattresses at great discounts, is a proud sponsor of OSU Athletics.
With 11 great stores in Oklahoma,
you'll find everything you need to furnish the home of your dreams. Up to 50% less than you could anywhere else.
And you can take it home today.
Come by and visit the all-new FFO Home or visit us online at ffohome.com. Go Pokes!
We continue from Slim Chickens on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Glad you're with us on this Thursday. And you're talking about the Texas game last night, really the big picture. You know, one thing that happened last night, too, is it seemed like in the second half, we were discussing this during the commercial break, that you got to the rim a lot more than you had in recent games. And, you know, the bad part was, I think you were saying you were, what, 11 of 30 on layups? You were able to finish some, but not all. But that's a problem that usually will take care of itself. So yeah, that was encouraging.
Yeah, no question. And 11 for 30, that includes obviously some contested ones. Some they blocked.
Right.
They got great length across the front line specifically. But, yeah, we got to the rim pretty consistently in the second half. We got ourselves in position to get fouled, to get ourselves to the free throw line. And that's something we have to continue to do, because when you're struggling offensively, that's one way you can kind of get yourself going, is to just get to the free throw line, where we're usually going to have good shooters go there. You see the ball go through the basket, kind of loosen it up. Doesn't feel like you got pressure to execute a play, because now you've executed. Now you just got to step up there and shoot the ball with confidence at the free throw line when you're obviously unguarded.
Yeah, and you had referenced the fact that you felt like some of your screening action was out of whack. TCU game, and you know, you're working to tweak that, but it almost seems like that can be like a golf swing. You might have two or three things wrong, but if you get some time and you work on it, it can turn really fast. I mean, it's one of those things with, as you continue to work on it, it's not like guys don't understand. I'm sure that they do. Those things can go away pretty quickly, and suddenly things look a lot better. That's what it seems like anyway.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, like I said before, this team has it in them. We've all seen it before, you know, and I want to first, I want to encourage our kids that I still believe in them, even when they don't necessarily have a ton of confidence in themselves. And I know it's probably hard for our fans to hear, but our kids need to be encouraged. You know, they're very impressionable people, and it's easy for us to maybe be down or disappointed. We're all frustrated. The kids are as frustrated as anyone, because they want to do better. We've got really, really good people in our program. They have more ability to play well than they have in the last month or so. And eventually, if they don't get totally discouraged, they'll keep chopping at this tree that we talked about last night. And you never know which blow, right, is going to knock it down. But if you don't keep chopping at it, it's definitely not going to fall on its own. So we've got to go keep chopping wood every day in practice, try to get better. And eventually the tree will fall. And when the tree falls, the thing about it is it never goes back up.
Well, that's true. And the tricky balance for you is, certainly, there are always corrections that need to be made, sometimes more than others. So that balance of making sure they maintain confidence, but at the same time being able to correct with, I don't know what the term is, with some urgency, maybe, is a way to say it. That's something you have to probably give some thought to. Hey, how do we go about doing this?
No, absolutely. When we watch film for the Texas game, we're going to absolutely call guys out individually for their mistakes. They have to understand there's certain things we have to do better for us to give ourselves more of a chance than we did last night. We gave ourselves a chance. We didn't give ourselves the best chance. And it was because we had breakdowns, whether it be in screening, whether it be not making layups, whether it be communicating ball screen coverages like we alluded to earlier, whether it be rebounding long three-point shots that were missed and bounced. We have to call guys out to make sure that they know that's unacceptable. There are things that we can't have you do individually. There are things that, as a coaching staff, we've got to get better at. But we also have to find a way to keep these guys from thinking they can't have success. We've got to help them understand when we do those things better, when we do those things more consistently, when we finish layups, when we communicate better, we will have successes. It's the if you take care of the process, the results will follow.
Sure.
And we're getting closer to taking care of the process, and we're getting closer to the results following as well.
You know, one thing we had talked about, and you mentioned this to me after practice Tuesday, and then you talked about it on the pregame show last night, is you want to play faster. So two things. Number one, to what extent did you achieve that last night? And is that going to be something that we will see the rest of the year? Will that be sort of a game-by-game thing, how fast you want to play?
No, it's something that we've got to commit ourselves to. We want to be a team that can get out and get easy baskets in transition. You know, if you look through our conference, and we are one of them, there are probably 9 of the top 25 defenses in the country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and we're one of those teams. So it's a really good defensive league. And how do you overcome good defenses is you try to put yourself in a position where you can have success against them before they're set. And so, you know, we got to get out in transition, whether it's on misses or makes. But we have to find a way also, when we do have to run half-court offense, to be more efficient, effective, and to quite honestly finish better. 11 for 30 on layups, you know, it's almost just as bad as going 1 for 20 from 3. You know, it just looks a little bit different.
Yeah, here, by the way, are the KenPom defensive efficiency rankings of Big 12 teams. West Virginia, 2nd. Kansas, 3rd. This is not in the conference, by the way. This is nationally. West Virginia, 2nd. Kansas, 3rd. Baylor, 4th. Texas Tech, 13th. Your team, Oklahoma State, 26th. TCU, 29th. Texas, 35th. Kansas State, 50th.
There you go. 9 in the top 50.
That's rugged.
I mean, that's every night. You know, you got teams who are very aggressive, who don't give you anything easy. If you don't play with an aggressive mindset, it's going to be a labor for you to try to get good baskets. And it's been indicative in the scores in our league. You know, one of the more impressive things is that Baylor went to Lubbock and Lawrence in the same week. And I'm sure we'll start talking about Baylor here in a little bit. And won, I think, both by double digits. And I think both by holding the other team with less than 60. So, you know, you got teams who are committed to the defensive end. Right now, you got a few teams who are shooting the ball well. Texas got going from 3 yesterday. And our time is going to come.
It's interesting. It almost seems like the league – I don't know that this is – it's obviously not true across the board, but it's true with the best teams. It's gone from a guard league to a big man league. I mean, you look at those top 3 teams. They are at no shortage of girth and size inside.
Yeah, and Baylor may be a slight exception. They've got really good balance on both sides.
Yeah.
They're really, really dynamic in the backcourt. You got 4 of them who are capable of being all-league guys. But obviously, you know, KU, West Virginia – are both teams who have tremendous size across the board. Texas has got pretty good length. They've always had really good bigs. And they've got another group of them this year. So it's part of our charge. You know, as we build the entirety of our program, is to find more size and girth that can, you know, go up to battle with those guys. But in the meantime, we've got to continue to develop Caleb Boone. We've got to continue to develop Hedy Rusink. We've got to find some confidence again, because all 3 of those young men are going to help us have success.
You know, speaking of the Boone twins and Avery Anderson, you know, as this thing rolls along, you see their role increasing, but, you know, to what extent? I guess it's a good problem to have. Your freshmen are emerging to where they've earned more minutes, so that becomes one of the things you manage now, which is obviously what you want.
No question. I mean, it's hard sometimes to strike the balance between being excited about your future and being concerned about things not going as well right now. In my mind, it's a good thing. When I took over the program over 2 years ago, I knew we had to build up the talent pool again. We didn't have a ton of frontline Big 12 depth of talent. Got some guys that are certainly capable of having success, and that's happening. I feel good about where that's going. And when we get a roster full of guys who are high-level Big 12 contributors and guys that can continue to develop, then you'll see less of a emergence from those guys, right? The older guys that you have will be guys that have already proven themselves to be all conference type kids. So I fully expect for, you know, Caleb to continue to have opportunities to show. Now, again, the challenge, and this is where you try to try to have some nuance. Caleb Boone's not going to have 12-7 every game for the rest of the year.
Right.
He actually might have a game where he scores no points and grabs no rebounds. It could happen. We don't expect it, but it could happen. That's part of it. You have to have some adversity so you can continue to grow. So we're excited that he's playing well right now. We're going to push him to continue to play well and get better. He's got to continue to be consistent in practice, but no different than what Keelan's doing or Chris Harris or even Avery Anderson, who's played better. Wasn't quite as good last night, but he was the first guy in my office this morning watching film. That's going to give him a chance to be a really good player for us for a long time. And we've seen the flashes. I mean, he may have had one of the highlights of the game last night, driving to the lane, but obviously plays with an aggressive, competitive mindset. And I'm really, really excited about where our program is going.
Cowboy fans, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the VisitStillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. We're here at Slim Chickens, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena in Stillwater, and more coming up. This is the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
What makes Slim Chickens so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Everyone knows the star players on the court, but what about the ones off the court? Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies are calling the shots. They can lend a hand all on their own, whether you're in game day traffic or pivoting into those tight arena parking spots. And when the opposing team's fans suddenly break in front of you, it can even help you stop. So you can keep cheering come game time. Nissan Intelligent Mobility, it's a game changer. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys. Please see Owner's Manual for important feature information.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Orange and black dominate your closet, and nothing shows your true colors like the OSU Visa debit card and credit card from MidFirst Bank. Don't buy your Cowboys gear this season without your OSU Visa debit card or credit card from MidFirst Bank. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for details. MidFirst is a proud partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Back at Slim Chickens for the Coach Boynton Radio Show. The Baylor Bears will be here Saturday, 11 a.m. at Gallagher-Iba Arena. Hope you can join us.
Baylor ranked number two in the country in the polls. The NET, which is the evaluating tool that the NCAA Basketball Committee uses, has them as the number one team in the country. So here we go with the Baylor Bears, who, you know, I think going into the year, a lot of people thought they would be very good. I'm not sure that they're not even better than people might have expected, which is saying a lot for them as far as their performance.
Yeah, I picked Kansas State to win the Big 12 last year. And Kansas State won the Big 12 last year.
Did you pick Baylor?
I picked Baylor to win the Big 12 this year.
Did you?
And I texted Scott Drew when the polls came out, and I told him, I said, Coach, listen, if you guys win the Big 12 this year, I'm not voting next year because you can't vote for your own team. I'm not surprised that they play really well. You know, you kind of watch the development of that roster, and the pieces all fit really well together. They have the ultimate glue guy, maybe in college basketball, and Mark Vidal, who's 6, I think maybe they list him as 6'6".
List him as 6'5".
I don't think he's 6'5".
How tall do you think he is?
I think he's like maybe 6'4", maybe, but maybe closer to 6'3.5". But he plays bigger than anybody on their team.
How do guys do that? I mean, you think of a guy like Charles Barkley as a classic example. How do they do that?
Well, I think, and this is the point I was getting to, you have to embrace who you are, who you've been built to be. And so even though he's only 6'3", he has an unbelievable athletic bounce to him. He can defend every player on any roster in the Big 12.
Oh, that's so valuable.
He's got great feet. He's got great hands. He has unbelievable second jump on rebounds. He doesn't want to score. And guys like him are invaluable to success at a really high level because they have guys who can score. And that's not his natural gift. If he decided, well, I'm a redshirt sophomore now, it's my turn to be Baylor's leading scorer, they couldn't be as good. But because he's bought into being the best offensive rebounder, the best, most versatile defender in the country, and he's embraced that, and everyone else on their team, regardless of that role within that team, has embraced that, they have a really good group. They let their guards get the shots they're supposed to get. Their bigs get it on the glass. And, the thing that makes them unique is we talked about the size in our leagues. They have four guards on their roster that all could end up being all league guys. Four.
Wow. And
usually you maybe have two, but between Jared Butler, who I'm assuming is going to be right up there for player of the year in the conference, Davion Mitchell, Matt Bandu, who's a junior college transfer.
Yep.
And then I'm drawing a blank on the other kid's name, the shooter. Maceo Teague. They got four guys. So, you probably, if you're facing them, don't have four guards that can match up with their four guards. You may have two, but then that means two guys are being guarded by guys who aren't quite as good as they are. And that's what makes you have to adjust to how you want to play against them and figure out, how you want to attack them on the other end.
You know, you think about a guy like Vidal that can guard every position. And let's explore that a little bit further because I think it's awfully significant. If you get caught in a switch, no big deal. Whoever's got the ball, he can guard them. If you get into foul trouble and you've got some funky matchup things going on, he can guard anybody. I mean, you don't stop and think about that. It's almost like in baseball, somebody that can play every position and no matter what happens, you got somebody. Although I think in basketball, it's far more valuable than that because he's out there all the time.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a huge deal because you can always match up. I mean, now, if you get a bunch of guys in foul trouble, obviously that changes, but this guy can guard anybody. So, got switched, got caught in a switch, no big deal. He's good. Does that make sense?
Here's the other thing about a guy like him, and there aren't a whole lot, right? We got to find one ourselves. His confidence can't be shooken because his game doesn't rely on producing offensive numbers.
Ooh, that's a really good point.
So he just goes out there and plays as hard as he can every single day, knowing that that's what his job is.
So there's no expectations.
So not that there's no expectations. There are expectations.
Offensively, there's no expectations.
But there's no personal pressure that he's got to score 20. There's no expectation from his teammates that if he's not open and he doesn't make it, they don't expect him to shoot it. So when he makes it, it's like a bonus.
Wow.
But he grabs every loose ball. He takes charges. He communicates. He screens. He helps his teammates. And, again, he brings tremendous value from an intangible standpoint that not a whole lot of college players can really embrace. You see it a lot of times in the NBA because those guys make $15 million to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, understood.
But you don't see it in college because you don't get the highlights. You don't get talked about. If Mark Vidal, people don't even really talk about him.
No.
And he is an extremely valuable part of their team.
Jared Butler has had a fantastic year, though, at guard. You mentioned him earlier.
Yeah, he's one of the there's a lot of really good sophomore guards in our conference. You know, we have one in Ice. They've got one. There's one over at Kansas, for sure. They're spread out throughout the league. There was a kid at Iowa State,
Halliburton. Yeah.
He's a really, really good player. He's a guy who can score at every spot of the floor. He can get all the way to the rim and finish. And he can finish oversized. He's got a very good, quick first step. He can get by you and get to a mid-range jumper. And you do have to guard him at the three-point line because he's an effective three-point shooter both off the catch and off the bounce. So he's a handful. He's somebody we'll have to game plan for, and we'll have to put some pressure on him defensively to be responsible on the other end of the court.
When fans think of Baylor generically, they think of their zone. That's not really who they are this year, though, is it?
No, if you're expecting them to bring, you know, 7, 6, 9 or better guys, because that's how their team's been compromised much of the last decade, that's not what you're going to see. But they've got guys who can get the ball, and they can space you, and they can create offense without much help because they're really dynamic off the dribble. They've got guys who can really, really put pressure on the paint, and they play really unselfishly. So, talking about earlier, they've been one of the more efficient offenses in the country for a long time, and they just do it a little bit differently now.
You know, when you think about it, you know, some of their other really good teams, you go back 6, 7 years ago and look at their roster, you know, roster continuity was a little bit of a problem because they had guys leaving early. In some cases, first-round guys that were done after a year or two. And, again, that's not how this team is built. It's a little bit different.
No, they've actually found the perfect, in my mind, system. They've been able to redshirt guys. They've been able to have 2 transfers sitting out. I think they're redshirting 1 guy and sitting 1 out right now. And those guys will learn their system. They'll be able to practice every day with those guys, understand what they do. And when their time is called, when some of those other guys do leave, they certainly will be ready for it.
You know, it's interesting. You're seeing that a little bit now, guys being redshirted. TCU has done that as well, where you're starting to see that. Whereas, gosh, for the longest time, you never saw that.
Yeah, you know, eventually you got to get your roster settled. It takes some time to get that done. And when you do, here's what you have in my mind. You've got 9 guys who you can really count on. 9. You've got 1 wild card. You could go either way. And then you've got 2 or 3, 2 in a perfect world, that are either redshirting as freshmen or redshirting as transfers, so that you're not worried about them playing and being unhappy with not playing. And if you got 2 of them, then you don't have the other scholarship filled. So you can take a guy's semester and sit him. And so trying to manage 13 guys is a little bit more of a challenge in terms of everybody being eligible to play, because you can't play 13.
Oh, no, of course not.
And you can't play 13 enough. So and if you try to play 13, then you're going to have more unhappy guys than happy guys.
Yeah, you're probably
so
right.
Then if you just choose which 9 you're going to play, you're going to for sure have 3 or 4 guys that just aren't playing as much as they want.
Cowboy fans, next time you plan to shop at Stillwater, make sure to stop by the Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, Merrifield Office Supply, BNC Business Products, and the Furniture Showcase. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the VisitStillwaterOK.org Shop and Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. Back with more in a moment. We're at Slim Chickens, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena. This is the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired. But I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's a Coach Point radio show live from Slim Chickens, just north of Gallagher Iowa Arena. And our program brought to you by Bud Light, the official sponsor of Cowboy Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. Some good news, a couple of your signees, Rondell Walker, Cade Cunningham, nominated for the McDonald's All-American team.
Yeah, we touched on it earlier. You know, it's a people don't like to hear it, but process is the best way to describe this thing, man. It takes time. And those two young men are going to be another step in the right direction for us. Rondell's having a pretty good high school senior season, leading his team here in the state. Going to be a really good player for us. He's got to continue to get bigger and stronger. He's probably going to come in looking like Avery and the Boones from a physical stature standpoint. But we'll get him in the weight room and on some protein shakes and all that in June. But we're really excited about the type of kid he is. He's a great student, almost a 4.0. He's going to come in with about 12 college credits. Really wants to be here. He's totally vested in what our program is about. And enough's been said about Kay, but I won't pass on the chance to talk about. You know, he's the best player in America. He's coming to Stillwater, Oklahoma, to play for Oklahoma State. That means a lot. That means that, you know, he believes where we're going and what he can do to help impact, and that. In return, our program can help him. We certainly expect that he'll ultimately make the McDonald's All-American game and be another thing that we can talk about as we move forward. But both of those young kids come from great families and are going to make great impacts on our program from the moment they step on campus.
And we're all looking forward to that for sure. It'll be fun to have those guys here. So home for Baylor Saturday, and we've talked about them. And then you're away all of next week at Iowa State up to the frozen tundra where it'll be below zero and then a more favorable climate, but a tough road game as we go into the Big 12 SEC Challenge against Texas A&M. Then following that, home for Kansas on Big Monday. It's not only Big Monday, it's the Remember the 10 evening. And so big week next week and then home for Kansas.
Yeah, we obviously got our minds fully focused on Baylor here coming up. But certainly want to keep our fans abreast on what's coming down the pike. And two road games next week. Both will be great challenges for us as we continue to try to find some more confidence again and some rhythm on both ends of the court. I think our offense was better yesterday, and now we got to get our defense to match. And then, you know, it's never too early to talk about the Remember the 10 game. This year it happens to be on Big Monday versus Kansas. But an opportunity to say thank you and to, you know, continue to do what we promised was to never allow the legacies of the people who lost their lives back in 2001 to go away in an unbelievably tragic way, but in a way that we've all been impacted. We all think about those families a lot. They mean a lot to us, and it's just an opportunity for us to tell their survivors thank you for allowing them to be a part of this program and for continuing to support us.
You know, it's interesting with the Big 12 SEC Challenge. We can touch on this a lot more next week. But, you know, I guess if you're really rolling in conference play, maybe the timing of that's not very good. If you're a team that is kind of still gaining traction, maybe going out of conference is a good thing. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to talk about 0-6 because we're not there. We're 0-4
right.
Now.
Well, you could
but
easily be 2-4.
What I can say is, when we were 0-6, the year I was an assistant coach here, we went to Lubbock and got a win. And then the same thing happened. I think the next game was the
Arkansas
game in the
Big 12 SEC. And just beat
and played really
beat them
well.
Badly.
And all of a sudden, our guys had a different look in their eyes. And it didn't take much, but this team's certainly capable of getting themselves righted, getting the ship righted, getting it moved back in the right direction. They just got to hear positive information from their staff. They got to have a succinct plan. That's our job, right? We can't be emotional about this. Although we're frustrated, that can't be how we approach practice or games. My job is to find a plan. We've got to get a plan together that these kids can hang on to and believe in. And then when we have success, their confidence will build off of that.
That sounds great. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll see you then.
Thank you very much.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Boynton. We're here at Slim Chickens for the Coach Boynton radio show just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena. We'll come back, and we'll wrap things up after these messages. This is the Mike Boynton radio show from Learfield IMG College.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Your local Homeland stores now offer more to keep you fully stocked on game days. From ordering online to in-home delivery to full-strength beer and wine in stores, Homeland makes sure you've got all you need to cheer on the Pokes. As official grocery partner of Cowboy Basketball, Homeland is proud to offer party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner.
Good to be home.
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wrapping things up on the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Slim Chickens. Remember, the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the Student Union or in their Gallagher Iba Arena locations. Or you can shop online. That's always an option. Shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. So Saturday, the Baylor Bears will be here, and they've had some success in Gallagher Iba Arena in recent years. Oklahoma State will try to reverse that with a win over the number 2 Bears Saturday at 11. Our pregame coverage starts at 10 on the Cowboy Radio Network, and then we'll travel to Ames, Iowa for a 7 o'clock game against the Iowa State Cyclones next Tuesday. Of course, keep in mind, tickets available for the Baylor game and the Kansas game. Boy, think about those two games there. A couple of road games wedged in between, but back-to-back home games against Baylor and Kansas. So don't want to miss those. For Coach Boynton, I'm Dave Hunziker. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Saturday from Gallagher Iba.
Cowboy Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. Brought to you by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by Slim Chickens in Stillwater, proud to support the Pokes. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboy Sports Network.